Hey, good morning. Wow, I'm excited to share the Word of God with you today. Sino sa inyo nag-prepare for the future? You like to prepare for your future tirahan? Maybe you're dreaming for house and lot? O maaring nag-prepare para sa future travels abroad? Sino sa inyo nag-prepare? Mga Pilipino talaga nag-prepare. Minsan nag-iipon, nagtitipid para makapag-ipon para sa kinabukasan. O minsan, extreme sacrifices, di ba? Nag-abroad, kahit ayaw mo yung umalis sa bansang Pilipinas, para lang sa future, para lang sa family, para lang sa kinabukasan ng iyong mga anak. And I believe that preparing for the future is a good thing. It's being responsible. No, you nag-iipon ka, you have a investment, you have something that is hindi ka laging dependent sa iba. You can have your house or education ng mga pamangkin mo, mga apo mo. That's fine. Pero ang problema sa ating efforts to prepare for the future, napaka-iksi ang ating preparations. Kasi ang pananaw patungkol sa future, sobrang short-term. Sobrang short-sighted. Yung vision natin hanggang doon lang, 5 years or 10 years, even 15 years, sobrang iksik pa rin. Because after that, what? Now what? How about preparing for yung future mo after this life? Yung ikalawang buhay, yung eternal life. Why not prepare para sa future na yan? Why not consider the future after you die? Kasi sabi last week, yung Ecclesiastes 3, itinanim ng Diyos sa bawat puso na yung patungkol sa eternity. Matik yun, alam na alam ng human, something's more in patungkol sa life rather than what yung nakikita natin at yung nararanasan natin ngayon. We all know that life is more than just eat, sleep, work, study, eat, sleep, work, study, repeat. Alam na natin, there's something more, something bigger sa universe natin. Pag nakakita ka ng solar or eclipse, yung mga ganun, alam mo naman, some designer is out there. God is in charge and He's doing something mas malaki kaysa sa nakikita ko dito sa San Fernando in 2024. Alam natin that this world is more than just what we have now. Lalo na pag ikaw ay senior citizen na, alam mo na there's something more coming. A new body, a new home. Yan yung tinatawag na sa kabila, dibangir. After this world, there's another world being prepared. Tanong ko, are you preparing for that future? Are you preparing your spouse for eternity? Ikaw ba ay, are you preparing for your children's future in the next life? Are you preparing for where they will go? You know where they will go. Look what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 16. Ito ang napaka-linaw na yung sinasabi ni Jesus dito. Ang tanong niya is, ano ang halaga kung maangkin mo ang buong mundo pero mawala naman ang iyong kaluluwa? Maangkin mo lahat. Bahay, lupa, negosyo, family, career. Tapos nawala ng kaluluwa. O anong maibibigay ng tao kapalit ng kanyang kaluluwa? Meron bang mas mahalaga kaysa sa inyong kaluluwa? Siyempre, ang sagot doon, hindi. Yan ang pinaka. Yan ang pinaka dapat na i-invest natin doon sa kaluluwa, doon sa long-term soul. Proverbs 27 verse 12 says, a wise person. Sinong gusto maging wise? Yeah, you want to be wise. A wise person, itong ginagawa niya, he discerns the dangers ahead and prepares. Diba na gusto mag-prepare para sa future? A wise person sees may possible danger sa future, and inahanda niya ang kanyang sarili. But the fool never looks ahead. And ano nangyari? He suffers the consequences when it's already too late. And last week, if you could remember, I had a rope. Meron akong lubid. And sabi ko, itong dulo nito represents ang buhay mo dito sa earth na ito. Siguro ito ang birthday mo. Yan. Kailan ang birthday mo? 1981. Yan. And then siguro dito nag-graduate ng elementary. Then yan. Hanapin mo mas maliit. Yan. Nag-graduate ka ng high school, college. Nag-asawa ka na. Depende kung saan ka sa buhay mo ngayon. Yung iba nasa calendar pa. Yung iba sa atin, wala na sa calendar, no? Pero you finish din, nasa senior level na. And maaring aabot ka ng what? 75? 85 years? Birthday ng nanay ko ngayon. Kagabi, tinawagan ko siya. Ay, hindi ngayon. 13th pa. 13, April 13 pa. So, tinawagan ko siya kagabi. 87 years old. Okay, still strong, still working, still loving life. Pero hindi naman pwedeng forever, di ba? Although yung nanay niya umabot ng 105, maaring aabot ka ng 100. O dyan, medyo mahaba na yan. Pero still, compared sa eternity, maliit lang ito. Ganun lang. Sandali lang yun. Compared sa eternity. Na ang haba, hindi masusukat kung gaano kahaba ang puntahan. Walang halos dulo. Kasi that's eternity. There's no end. Ang tanong ko, at tanong ni Jesus, alam mo ba kung saan ka pupunta into eternity? Mahalaga ito. Listen, what is the most important question na maaring itatanong mo sa sarili mo? What is the most important question sa buong buhay na to? Is it, who will I marry? Sino mapapangasawa ko? Oh, malaking decision yun. Malaking tanong yun. American, Filipino, or Chinese, Koreana. Or maaring ang napakahalagang tanong is, ano magiging career ko? Teacher? Engineer? O negosyante? No. Those are important, pero hindi yan ang pinaka-important. The most important question anybody, everybody should ask is, where will I spend eternity? Kasi yung buhay na ito, ganito lang. Too short. Ang tanong is, where will I be here? Where will I spend after 1,000 years here? Where will I spend eternity? Because what happens here, sa buhay mo sa earth, will affect or will determine where you will go. You will either go to heaven, and kung saan ang pasya mo to go to heaven, you will go to heaven. Or, you might go to hell. Sa kabila naman. And it's a permanent decision. And once you are in your eternal destiny, hindi ka makakalabas. Kasi, doon na ang eternity. Hanggang doon, tuloy-tuloy na yan. Kung saan ang direction mo, doon o dito, may choice ka. Tanong, if I died today, malaking if yun. Akala mo siguro, aabot ka ng 100 years old or wala kang pakialam, future na yan, matagal pa yan. And ina-assume na marami ka pang taon. Pero my brother died 24 years old. Yung isa pang kuya ko namatay 35 years old. Meron dito, even right here in our midst ngayon, your very young fiance, boyfriend, girlfriend namatay. Maraming members sa church namatay. Sobrang abrupt, sobrang unexpected. Marami akong kasama sa Rotary Club na may business, may position, may bahay, lahat, ready na to enjoy life. Pero, poof, biglang namatay. Especially the past couple of years, ang daming namatay. Mga pastor, mga politician, powerful people, rich people. People with good job, expensive house. People who are famous sa kanilang entertainment or sports. Ang daming namatay. Without warning. Ang tanong ko, if you died today, do you know where you would go? Tanong, do you know where you're going to?
Do you like the things that life has shown?
Would you go to heaven?
Where?
It's a yes or no question. Would you like to go to heaven? Pag sinabi kong heaven, you say yes. Heaven?
Yes.
Okay, sinong gusto pumunta sa impyerno? If I say hell, you say no. Heaven?
Yes.
Hell?
No.
Heaven?
Yes.
Hell?
No.
You sure? Yeah. Minsan, mayroong event na katulad ng nangyari nung Tuesday night. May praise and worship, and then may kilala na speaker, napakagaling ng speaker, and in-explain, nagturo yung speaker about salvation. And doon sa dulo ng event na gabi na yan, nag-alok siya sa lahat ng mga nakakarinig kung sinong gustong tanggapin si Jesus, maaring pumunta sa harapan and magpa-pray tayo. And so nagbigay siya ng altar call na ganun. And doon sa likod, mayroong isang couple na engaged to be married. Medyo matagal na sila mag-boyfriend. And the young lady was really touched sa message ng evangelist. And doon siya na realize, parang gets na siya na I'm a sinner. And if I don't turn, hindi ako mapupunta sa langit. So, kinabaan siya doon sa reality of eternity. At nagising siya. So, iyak na siya. And then she realized, ang bait ni Lord. Nagbibigay na siya ng pakakatuon na iligtas ako. Pwede, libre. Pwede ako maligtas ngayon din. So, umiyak siya. Sinabi sa fiance niya, babe, punta tayo. Let's go and receive Jesus together. Gusto kong mapunta sa langit. Gusto kong mapahugasan ang aking mga kasalanan. And sabi nung lalaki, ayoko nga. Hindi ko kailangan ng parang religion yan. Huwag na tayo. Kasi siguro sa isip niya, may bayad o mapapahiya siya. Sabi niya, ayoko. Sige na, honey. So, very desperate kasi yung babae, na-touch siya. Damang-damang niya yung message eh. So, she was pleading, begging with her boyfriend, let's go, receive Jesus. I want to go to heaven. Ayaw talaga ng kanyang boyfriend. Finally, kasi very serious ang babae, she said to her fiance, if you don't choose to go to heaven with me, I won't go to hell with you. So doon nakaroon sila ng separate ways. Is that engaged sila, ha? Huh? They love each other. Walang tanong doon, walang question doon. Pero sabi niya, I want to go to heaven. Kung ayaw mong sumama sa langit, hindi ako papunta sa impyerno kasama ka. It was a life or death matter. Heaven?
Yes.
Hell?
No.
Heaven?
Yes.
Hell?
No.
Decided ka ba?
Yes.
Even if mayroong mag-oppose sa'yo, even if mayroong mag-resist, at sasabihin niya, wag ka man, wag ganyan. Sabi sa Matthew chapter 10 verse 28, don't be afraid of those who even the pinaka worst, they want to kill your body. Katawan mo lang yan, physical, but they cannot touch your soul. Fear only God who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Sa totoo lang, sa culture natin, maraming misinformation, maraming fake news patungkol sa heaven and hell. Sino sa inyo nanood ka ng mga cartoons noon na mayroong demonyo na umupo dito? And ang cute niya, parang chipmunk na may buntot at red siya and makulit siya. And then kukulitin kanya na gumawa ng masama. And then mayroon siyang kalaban dito sa kabila naman, yung angel. Nasasabihin niya, wag ah, huwag ka makinig doon. Bad yun, punta ka dito sa gawin mong tama. So back and forth sila. Tapos yung tao sa gitna is parang gusto, ayaw, gusto. Hindi nalilito siya. Hindi ganun ang heaven and hell. Hindi ganun ang tunay na information about hell. Yung ibang sabi niya, punta ako sa impyerno, okay lang kasi doon naman ang karamihan. Doon na lang ang masa. Basta sunod lang sa crowd, magiging safe. Kasi minsan akala natin, pag medyo nalilito ka, at konti lang mga tao dito sa isang restaurant, ang daming tao doon sa isang restaurant, ibig sabihin, masarap doon, pangit dito. So doon na lang ako sa kung saan maraming tao. Kung pumipila ang karamihan, basta doon ang mga tao, safe ako doon. Hindi ako maaring pumila sa maling pila. And we sometimes think that kung saan ang karamihan is the right way. Because akala natin, na-reason out natin, hindi na maaring mali ang lahat ng mga tao nito. Sinasabi ko sa inyo, maaring mali, mali talaga. Maaring mali ang madlang people. Maaring mawawala at mapupunta sa impyerno ang maraming tao. Pangako ni Jesus, ang daan patungo sa impyerno, napakalawak at maraming tao na matik doon sila. Makipot yung daan papuntang eternal life and mas konti ang mahahanap na ito. Heaven is not a boring place, mga kapatid. Akala ng mga tao ay boring yan kasi nakita mo siguro sa pinikula na cloud lang, walang furniture. Oo, aircon, pero boring. Yung music, napakalungkot, mga ganun. And then pag sa impyerno, rock and roll! May chicks, may alak, may saya. Akala nila, doon ako kasi doon yung mga kaibigan ko. Walang kaibigan sa impyerno. Don't be deceived. Heaven is a place of total joy. Complete pleasures na tunay. Unexpected surprises, rewards, adventure. Take a look at the universe, the outer space. Imagine kung ano yung mga hinahanda ng Diyos sa atin in the new life. The adventures we can go. So, but it's not really about the place. Totoo, heaven is a real place. But more importantly, it's not about being in a place, it's about being with a person. Heaven is God's home, God's territory. So kung andun ka sa heaven, you are with God. He's there. And hell is the place where God is not. Kaya naging hell, kasi wala si God doon. And ang Diyos ay pag-ibig. E di kung wala siya doon, walang pag-ibig doon. Ang Diyos ay light. Kung wala si God sa impyerno, walang light doon. Ang Diyos ay forgiveness and relationship and everything good God is. And everything wicked is in hell. Pero write this down, mga kapatid. Hell is not a placement for you. But for the devil. Hindi para sa'yo ang impyerno. Ang impyerno ay para to keep the evil away from you. Ang impyerno ay parang boundary to keep out anything that would hurt you. God's children, He loves. Imagine, ikaw, minamahal mo ang mga anak mo. Mayroon kang pintuan sa bahay. Para mas maging safe ang mga bata, You lock the door. Outside, kung may gulo, basta hindi makakapasok to hurt your children. Heaven is like that. God simply puts a boundary so that yung mga enemies ng kanyang anak hindi matagumpay laban sa kanyang mga anak. So, look at Matthew chapter 25, over in verse 31. Jesus was talking here about himself. Sabi niya, when the Son of Man, siya na yun, when he comes in the new kingdom, he will sit on his throne. So, ibig sabihin si Jesus ay hari. The people of all nations will be brought before him. And he will separate them like a shepherd separates their sheep from the goats. Okay? In the Bible, sheep represents yung mga anak ni God. And goats represents yung mga kumakalaban. Okay? So he says, he will place the sheep on his right, kasi sila ay nasa right relationship. And he will put the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, my Father has blessed you. Come and receive the kingdom, underline this, kingdom that was prepared for you. Sabi ko, hindi impyerno ay para sa'yo. Anong para sa'yo? Yung kingdom ng hari that was prepared for you. Then the king will say to those in his left, go away from me. You are under God's curse. Go into the everlasting fire prepared, para kanino? For the devil. Malinaw po ba? Ang impyerno ay piniprepare para sa Diablo at ang kanyang mga demons. Then Jesus said, those people will be punished forever, but the ones who pleased God will have eternal life. Mga kapatid, one of the misunderstanding patungkol sa heaven and hell is akala ng karamihan ang mga masasamang tao maitatapon sa impyerno at ang mga gumagawa ng mabuti sila ang makakapunta sa langit. Eh kung ganun, walang tao sa langit. At failed yung mission ni Jesus na iligtas ang mga tao. Hindi totoo na yun. Listen to me. Heaven is full of people who did terrible things. Matinding kasalanan. But nahugasan sila. Itinubos sila by the blood of Jesus. Dahil sa matinding sacrifice ni Jesus, kanyang kamatayan, para sa kanila, para sa atin, eh nahugasan ang lahat ng mga kasalanan nila. Pero these people nakapunta sa langit dahil sa isang kagandahang loob ng Diyos na walang bayad. But they did terrible things in their life. It's just that tinanggap nila yung regalo ng Diyos at yung kamatayan ni Jesus kapalit ng kanilang, parang nag-swap places sila, nag-exchange. Si Jesus ay naging proxy nila at tinanggap, inako ang kamatayan na nararapat sa kanila. Kaya sila nakapasok sa langit. And guess what? Also, hell is full of mababait na tao. This is what you have to understand. Punong-puno ng impyerno, even right now, habang nagsasalita ako, ang daming mababait doon na gumawa ng maraming good works. Tumulong sa komunidad, nagbigay ng pera sa simbahan, nagpatayo ng bagong classroom sa school, nagdasal, naging religious, tumulong sa kapwa, nag-try ng pinaka-best nila na sumunod sa Ten Commandments, punong-puno ng impyerno ng mga taong na gumawa ng mababait or mabubuting gawain. Si Lola, mabait si Lola. Maraming Lola napunta sa impyerno. Si Lolo, si Kuya, si Ading. Hell is full of people who did good things. And heaven is full of people who have done evil things. Hindi masasabi. Hindi ibig sabihin na baliktad. It's just that it's not about yung gawa natin. Hindi yan ang kabasihan. kung sino makakapunta sa langit. And it's not because you did masama kang tao kaysa sa mga iba, kaya napunta sa impyerno. Sa katunayan, ang impyerno ay default. Alam mo yung ibig sabihin na default? Yan yung parang matik yun. Unless something happens, unless maligtas ang isang tao habang buhay siya, it's automatic that our lives are born pointing the wrong direction. Hindi mo kailangan na hindi mahirap maintindihan ito. Bata pa lang makikita mo yung selfishness. Baby pa lang makikita mo na yung kanyang tendency na magdi-disobey, makipag-away, maging jealous. Matik yung patungo sa impyerno unless something happens. And some people said, why is God throwing or sending people sa impyerno? Diba? Ang Diyos loving, hindi niya itatapon ng mga tao sa impyerno. Listen, God never sends people to hell. God will never send anyone to hell. Hell is their choice. They chose to go to hell. Not, listen, papunta ang tao sa impyerno, not because of what they did, but because what they did not do. They did not grab the chance to receive salvation. Hindi nila inako ang alok ng kaligtasan sa kanila. Just imagine mayroong super ferry. Pumunta ka sa Visayas. Di ba may mga super ferry doon? Naligaw yung boat na punta sa malayong lugar, na in the middle of the ocean, malayo sa mga isla. And that boat, shipwreck. So daming na tumilapon sa dagat. And malayong malayo na sila sa mga land. And all the people there are drowning. In the boat or outside the boat, lahat pa rin. And then dumating na ang Coast Guard na meron silang mga ship. Meron silang mga rescue boat. Inahagis na ang lahat ng kanilang mga salbabida. And imagine kayo ang mga, imagine you're the, I'm the boat, okay? Ako ang rescue boat. And then kayo ang mga na shipwreck. And then nagwe-wave. Oh, sige, wave. You know. Sinong gusto maligtas? Okay. Ligtas, tulong, tulong. Sige, pati sa likod. Oh, parang dead ma, oh. Oh, baka patay na. Baka patay na kayo. Hindi nag-last ng 5 minutes, patay na. Yung iba, magaling lumangoy. So, buhay pa. Pero sumisigaw na, tulong, tulong, ligtas po kami. So, hagis na hagis ang mga salbabida. Pasok, hinihila. Halika, halika, punta na dito. Climb in the boat, get in the boat. Alok ng rescue. Pero hindi lahat naniwala. Pink naman ang salbabida. I'm too macho for that. Ayoko ng pink. Gusto ko ng blue. So hindi tinanggap yung alok ng kaligtasan kasi ayaw niya yung color. Or yung tao na nang humagis, yung tao na nagbigay ng offer, mukhang suplado. Mukhang hypocrite. Ah, yung pastor na yung tao na yan, parang ano, gusto lang niya ng pera. Kaya pala siya dito kasi binabayaran siya. Gusto niya yung contributions ko. Kaya ayoko. For whatever reasons, kanyang-kanyang mga dahilan kung bakit hindi tinanggap yung offer to be saved. Some of the reasons, mababaw. Yung iba may hinakit, may pinaghuhugutan kung bakit ayaw nila lumapit sa Coast Guard. Kung McDo, boat ng McDo, tatanggapin ko. Kung SM o kung Philippine Navy, pero Coast Guard, ayoko. Hindi ko tiwala, wala akong tiwala doon. Alam mo, the fact is, you're desperate. Yeah. You need salvation. Yeah. Who cares what color? Who cares kung anong ugali na nag-share sa inyo? Maaring hypocrite talaga. Pero so what? You need to be saved. Why would the loving, why would God send people to hell? God's not sending people to hell. Busy, ganado ang Diyos na nagliligtas siya ng tao. God is not busy sending people to hell. He is busy rescuing people so they will not go to hell. In fact, ibinigay niya ang kaisa-isang anak, si Jesus, nag-alok ng kanyang buhay para lang walang mapunta sa impyerno. So it's not true. Fake news yan na God is sending people to hell. God is rescuing people from hell. Anybody that wants to be rescued can be rescued. Thank the Lord, hindi base sa ating mga gawa. Base, not what you did, yung papunta sa impyerno, hindi dahil what you did. Hindi magtatanong yung Coast Guard kung mabuti kang tao. Kung mabuti, edi iligtas kita. Pwede makita yung resibo mo kung saan ka nag-donate. Hindi ka, oh, ito, member sa amin. Ito, hindi member. Ibibigay ko lang. Hindi ganun. It doesn't matter your past, what you have done. Hindi yan nakabasihan sa pagliligtas sa'yo. It's just a gift of rescue. And then, the ones that are in heaven, it's not because magaling silang swimmer. It's not because they are worthy to be rescued. Maaring masama din ang mga tao na yan, but they were still saved. So I hope you can upgrade yung pananaw about heaven and hell. God wants you to be with Him sa kanyang tahanan. Maybe the question we should ask is, not why would God send people to hell, but why would God, a loving God, force you against your will to live in His presence na ayaw mo siya forever? Hindi nagagawin ni Lord yun. Kasi kung ayaw mo si God sa mundo nito, sa buhay nito, bakit ipa-force kanya na to stay in His presence in the next life? Because if you don't want God in this life, you surely will not want Him in the next life. He gives you the choice. Kaya write this down. Going to heaven, or going to hell, it's a matter of choice, not chance. Our eternal destination is determined by the choices we make in life. Sa mundo nito, sinabi ko last week, marami tayong choices. McDo, Jollibee. Robinson's, CSI. Pwede ka mag-Coke, Diet Coke. Marami tayong choices. You want to live in San Juan or Naguilian? Marami tayong choices where to live, where to go. Pero pagdating sa eternity, dadalawa lang ang choices. We have to make the choice on this earth if it's heaven or hell. And going there is not about chance. Hindi ito chamba. Hindi ito parang lucky draw sa mga raffle prize. And then kung tinawagan ang pangalan mo, chamba. Suerte. Going to heaven is not suerte. It's a result of our choices. And when you say, well, hindi ako nakagawa ng choice, tingnan ko lang. Making no choice is already your choice. And actually, we have to respond to God's offer. Salvation ay libre. Heaven, libre. Pero hindi automatic. Okay, nakuha nyo. Hindi automatic na papunta tayo sa langit. It's free, But actually, the automatic is we were born on the wrong team. We were born with a sin nature that's already going the wrong way. And going to heaven is free, but you have to respond. Parang yung mga tao na sa dagat. Diba? Pag andun ka sa dagat, may nag-alok sa iyo na, halika, punta ka. Get in the boat. Be saved. Grab the salvavida. Diba? It's not forced. They do not tie you and pull you against your will. You have to respond and reach out and receive the salvation. See, if you, now you can receive and say, God, your will be done, not mine. Or, pwede kang mag-respond na, God, my will, not your will be done. And kung ganun ang gagawin mo, my will, not God's will, walang magagawa si God para ligtas ka. Because He won't take back the gift of free choice. God has given every one of us a gift of choice. Hindi niya babawiin yun. So the decision to accept or reject Jesus Christ will determine our eternal destiny. Either complete joy in God's presence or complete total separation in pain. And the pain acronym is P-A-I-N, hindi pain, kundi pain. Yung sakit. Permanent, P stands for permanent. Agony, isolation, and no escape. Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin, well, 3 days na ako sa impyerno, parang ang init, ayoko, wala akong kaibigan dito, I'm suffering, so nagbago na ako, magbabago na ako. Lord, ligtas mo ako. Too late. There's no escape. Paulit-ulit sa Biblia, sinasabi niya, there's no crossing over once our eternity has been chosen by us. There is isolation, loneliness, pain, agony, and the worst thing na ma-imagine, yung pinaka-pangit, pinaka-mabaho, pinaka-masakit na maaring ma-imagine, lahat yan na nasa impyerno. At ang pinaka-masarap, pinaka-maganda, pinaka-joyful, yan ang meron sa langit. Friends, saan ka pa? Heaven? Heaven ba? Sa inyo, sa likod, heaven? Hell? Sigurado ka ba? Okay. So, it's a matter of choice. So, I say to this to you, consider, please, I plead with you, no? Please consider your need for a Savior. Because hindi ka maaring tatanggapin ang isang tagapagligtas kung hindi mo think that you need one. If you don't think you need saving, you won't be prioritizing a Savior. Ako naman, pag pasok si Bambi sa mga ladies department store, yung mga damit, mga pang babae, I don't think I need any of the clothes there. So, I don't go in. I don't go look. I don't expect. Wala akong balak na bumili doon because I don't need it. But if you go to a, if you're like, for example, gutom na gutom ka and you need to feed your family and you go to a grocery store, talagang proactive ka to buy because you need it. Nobody will receive Jesus if you don't think you need Him. Ako, 14 years old ako, nalaman ko ang katotohanan about eternity. Imagine at that age, most of the guys are thinking about football, girls, and parties. Ako, nalaman ko patungkol sa impyerno, natakot ako, nagulat ako, forever, apoy, hiwalay sa Diyos, punishment, parang natakot ako, kinabahan ako, to the point na ayaw kong sumakay sa roller coaster. Kasi ang feeling ko, mamamatay, mahulog ako. Lagi akong iniisip na patungkol sa kamatayan because alam ko, lost ako. At kung mamamatay ako, at that time, ay alam ko, papunta ako sa impyerno. Kasi may kasalanan ako. At alam ko, hindi ko kayang iligtas ang sarili ko. Guilty ako. I was so afraid of dying. And you know, that fear, that kaba, that thing, it warned me to think seriously about receiving Jesus. Lumaki ako sa Christian family, pero hindi ako personally na naging involved doon. Hindi ako personally sa galing sa puso ko na tinanggap si Jesus until I realized kung wala si Jesus sa heart ko, I'm lost. I'm doomed. So it's not because I loved God, but I don't want to go to hell. I don't want what happens after life. And mga kapatid, what happens after you die depends on what happens before you die. Everybody say heaven. Hell?
No.
Hell?
No.
Hell no. Say hell no. Heaven, yes. Listen to me. God is unwilling to anybody mapunta sa impyerno. Hindi yan ang kalooban ng Diyos. Look at 2 Peter chapter 3. Listen to this. Actually, 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9. Actually, pinagpapasensyahan niya kayo. Kasi ayaw niyang may mapapahamak o mapahamak kahit isang tao at ang gusto niya magsisi ang lahat. What does the Bible say? It says that ang Diyos pinagpapasensyahan niya tayo. Because ayaw niya na mapahamak kahit isa sa atin. Those who have not received Jesus yet, please consider your need. Please consider your eternal destination. Consider saan ka pupunta. Because I know lahat tayo willing mag-prepare para sa future. Pero how about preparing for eternity na future? I want to play a video. Let's watch this video. And it will sort of summarize lahat ng mga pinag-uusapan natin dito.
Throughout the ages, ang laging tanong ng sangkatauhan ay kung mayroon nga bang life after ng death natin sa mundong ito.
Many others hold the view that after one lifetime, the soul goes to either heaven or hell for eternity.
Ikaw ba? Are you going to heaven?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Hope so.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm, yes.
No, I don't.
I hope so.
Yes.
Sure do.
I don't. I really don't know.
And second question, ay nangangailangan ng mas thorough na pag-iisip on your part.
I'm going to heaven because...
Because I believe in God.
The real question is, kung kaninong Diyos ka naniniwala? Sa various indications ng belief sa Diyos, 93.5% ng mga Pilipino ay nagsasabing naniniwala sila sa Diyos. At 83.6% ang nagsasabing alam kong may Diyos at wala akong alinlangan tungkol dito. Ngunit, sapat na ba ang paniniwala lang na may Diyos para makapasok sa langit?
Well, I know I'm going to heaven because I go to church.
Sa bansang ito, milyong-milyong tao ang pumupunta sa simbahan. Lahat ba ng relihiyosong tao ay pumupunta sa langit? Sa aklat ng Romans 3:27, isinulat ni Apostol Pablo, ano nga ang ating ipagmamalaki na nagawa natin upang magkaroon tayo ng kaligtasan? Wala. Bakit? Dahil ang ating pagsasakdal ay hindi batay sa ating mabubuting gawa. Ito ay sa pamamagitan ng biyaya na ikaw ay naligtas sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya, hindi sa pamamagitan ng mga gawa upang hindi may magmayabang.
I try to keep the Ten Commandments.
Ang sampung utos ay ibinigay upang makita ng lahat ang lawak na kanilang pagkukulang sa pagsunod sa mga batas ng Diyos. Sinabi ni Pablo, imposible para sa tao to perfectly nasundin ang Ten Commandments.
If you just slip up once, kahit isang maliit na pagkakamali lang, you are a lawbreaker. And lawbreakers don't make it into heaven.
Well, because I done the best I could.
Because I think I'm basically a good person.
But the big question is, have you been good enough to go to heaven? So Romans 3:10, it says, no one is good. Walang sino man sa buong mundo ang walang sala.
Certainly, we all feel we have done some good things in our lifetime, but we also know we have done some bad things. Remember, God requires perfection in heaven. Good plus bad does not equal perfect. So just being what you and I would consider basically a good person will not qualify you for heaven.
If my answers are all wrong, then how does somebody get to heaven?
First of all, the Bible tells us there's a big difference between God's basic nature and man's.
By using God's absolute goodness standard, we all fall way short.
And that's the reason we don't all automatically get into heaven. The Apostle Paul said, all have sinned and fall short of God's glorious ideal.
Dahil sa ating sin nature at mga desisyon na ginagawa natin, tayo ay hiwalay sa Diyos. Tayo ay nasa isang panig na isang malaking bangin at ang Diyos ay nasa kabilang panig. Sa ating perspective, tila maraming paraan on how we can get to God. But in reality, ang ating mga attempts, philosophy, religion, psychology, new age spirituality, or pagiging isang mabuting tao, ay hindi kailanman gagana. Ang distansya ay masyadong malaki at lahat ng mga pagsisikap na ito ay palaging nabibigo.
God has always had a plan to qualify us for heaven. His name is Jesus Christ.
The Bible says God demonstrated His own love for us in this. Habang tayo ay mga makasalanan pa, Christ died for us. Jesus was the only perfect, sinless man na namuhay sa mundong ito. The reason kung bakit dumating si Jesus sa mundo was to pay the price para sa ating kasalanan, upang mamatay para sa akin at para sa iyo. Siya ay nag-ako ng death penalty na nararapat sa atin. For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. Ang kabayaran ng kasalanan ay kamatayan, and Jesus paid that price. Ang katarungan ng Diyos ay natupad. With Jesus' last breath, He said, "It is finished."
But according sa Bible, iyon ay kalahati lamang ng kwento. It gets better. Tatlong araw pagkatapos mailagay ang kanyang katawan sa libingan, God raised Jesus from the dead.
The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life."
Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
The only answer, the only bridge between God and man, the only path to heaven is through Jesus Christ. Marami ang pumipili sa daang ito at natatagpuan ang buhay na walang hanggan. Ang iba ay matigas ang ulo at pumipili ng kanilang sariling daan kaya nauuwi sa lawan ng apoy.
The Bible says God gave you a soul. You will live for eternity. The question is, where will you live? In heaven with God, your creator, or in hell with the devil and those demons we heard about earlier?
The Bible describes heaven as a place where there is no pain, no tears, tanging kaligayahan, at kung ano ang tinatawag ng Biblia na unspeakable joy.
Sa kabilang banda, ang mga pumupunta sa impyerno ay ihuhulog sa isang lawan ng apoy where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth.
An eternity in hell means total darkness, excruciating pain, absolute loneliness all the time, without even a glimmer of hope. Amazingly, God gives you the ability to choose your destiny. No one can make that decision for you. But make no mistake, there are eternal consequences. It is by far the most important decision you will ever make.
The Bible makes entrance into heaven very simple. Either you believe Jesus was the Son of God, or you deny it. You need to be absolutely clear on what true belief is. The Bible calls it faith. Belief is saying yes with your mind. Faith is saying yes with your life. Having faith, trusting Jesus with your life, is a lot bigger decision than just believing the historical facts about Him. It's putting your life in His hands.
To put your trust in Him, kailangan mong magrepent of your old ways and have faith in Jesus as your new way.
To have faith means right now, to the best of your ability, you sincerely believe Jesus is the Son of God and you trust His death on the cross and not any goodness of your own as your way to heaven.
Naniniwala ka ba na siya ay namatay para sa iyo?
When you pray your sincere prayer of repentance, you have acted on your faith, And God says, you are forgiven. Your slate is wiped clean. Makakapunta ka sa langit kasama ang Diyos.
So, sino makakapunta sa langit? Anybody that wants to. It says in Colossians chapter 2, verse 14, na ang Diyos kinansel ang dokumento kung saan nakalista ang mga utang natin, pati yung mga obligation kasama nito. Pinawalang bisan niya ang lahat na yun nung pinako siya sa cross. I wish, kung sa akin, sana all makapunta sa langit. I want everyone to. But it has to be a personal decision. Hindi pwedeng na wala kang decision. Kasi yun na ang decision mo. Kailangan na think seriously about the reality of eternity. Pwede gumawa ng rap yan. But the reason number one, letter A, you write this, is because eternity is a long time. Very long time. Huwag ka magkamali sa iyong destination. Letter B, life is short. Napakaiksi. And many people die very young. Hindi mo alam yung araw mo. Friends, neighbors, the powerful, the godly, the ungodly, lahat. One is to one. Ang pinanganak at namatay, lahat ay may time. James chapter 4, verse 14 says that na hindi nyo niya alam kung ano ang mangyayari sa iyong bukas. Bukas. Parang usok lang. Yan ang buhay natin. Parang usok lang. Nandyan na ngayon, mamaya-maya, wala na. And letter C is that you never know when the end will begin. The end will begin. It's not over. Pag yung iba, akala nila, pag tapos na ang buhay nila, ililibing, and then game over. Wala nang malay. Hindi po yan totoo. Because God created an eternal being. Lahat tayo mayroong birth date. We have a start, but none of us have an end. We all will go on forever. And you never know when yung eternity or when yung ending will be your new beginning. Walang guarantee. Yung iba, ang balak nila is, pag malapit na ako mamamatay, saka lang ako magsisi. Sasabihin ko, Lord, iligtas mo ako. I remember nung 1990, nasa Baguio ako, sa Session Road, nung panahon ng earthquake, mga 4 p.m., ganun. Na doon ako sa Session Road at lahat ng mga tao, silabasan ng kanilang parlor, building, office, banko, at lahat sila sumisigaw para sa Diyos. Iligtas niyo ako, Lord, Lord, kasi talagang feeling na end of the world na yan. But many people think they will just receive Jesus and make things right with God at the last minute. Buti kung ganun kagaling ka sa timing eh. How would you know? You cannot ever have a guarantee. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, you cried and came to me at a favorable time when the doors of welcome were wide open. I helped you on a day when salvation was being offered. Right now, God is ready to welcome you. Today, He is ready to save you. Sa Tagalog, ngayon, handang-handa na si God na tanggapin ka. Ngayon, handa siyang iligtas ka. In Matthew 24:44, Jesus said, be ready. Be ready. Manatiling kang handa because the Son of Man will come at a time when you don't expect it. 1 Corinthians 5:2, the day of the Lord will come unexpectedly, a complete surprise. And letter D, it is very, listen, it's very, very foolish na mamuhay ka only for this present life on earth. Kung yun lang ang iyong priorities para sa buhay nito, sa aking kinubukasan, 5 years from now, graduate na ako, nagtatrabaho na, professional na ako, may asawa, may anak. Napakaliit, napakababaw ang iyong vision. Don't live your life just for this world, just for this earth. Very, very foolish and very dangerous. Jesus ay nagkwento sa Luke chapter 12, verse 16 to 21, patungkol sa isang napakayaman na landowner. And yung kanyang crops, yung ani niya, sobrang daming nag-overflow. Lahat ng kanyang mga bodega overflowing sa yaman niya ng crops that time. So ang sabi niya, what should I do next? Anong next level ko? Sabi niya, alam ko na, magpapatayo ako ng napaka-giant na bodega. I'll fill up a massive barn to hold all of my inaari. Lahat ng grains, lahat ng goods. Sabi niya, then I can just sit around, sit back, have a comfort sa dami kong ipon, sa dami kong pera, and I'll have a comfortable life, and I can retire. And siguro, marami siyang dreams na ganoon. I'll have a travel, I can just retire early. Ganun ang kanyang plano. But then God said to him, what a fool you are to trust in your riches and not trust in me. This very night, death will demand to take your life. Then who will get all the wealth you have stored up for yourself? You see, you cannot take it with you, diba? Sabi ni Jesus, the same thing will happen to all of those who fill up their lives with everything but God. If your dreams are just about this life only, you are extremely in a dangerous position. You are in a pathway that is very foolish not to think about. What about the real future? What about the long-term future? Your investments are short-term and not even guaranteed. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 17, the world is passing away. Araw-araw, minuto, every minute, the world is passing away. We are getting older, you're getting older. The world is, and all the things that people want in the world are passing away. But whoever does what God wants will live forever. And Philippians 2 verse 10 says that everything and everyone, kahit religious or not religious, naniniwala kay Jesus o hindi, Muslim ka, Buddhist ka, doesn't matter. Everything and everyone will someday submit to the name of Jesus. I hope it's not too late. Sa ibang translation, lahat ng tuhod ay luluhod. At lahat ng labi ay magsasabing si Jesus ay Diyos. So think seriously about what you deserve. Think seriously about what you deserve. Because we all deserve death. We all deserve to go to hell. Kaya nasabi mo, I'm a good person. No, no, no. It's not about good or bad. It's about, are you alive or dead? It's about, have you received the rescue offer or did you reject it? The only thing you need to do is not reject the salvation na alok. Salvation is not if you stop smoking or stop drinking or stop doing your sins and cheating and lying. Hindi yan ang kabasihan ng kaligtasan. God will change our lives, grow us, and make us to the right person by His grace. Pero the basis is, will you be saved today? Think about what you deserve, but then think more about what you have been offered. Kasi napaka advantageous ang offer. Napaka privilege ang offer sa atin. You are here today. Today there's people I invited. I want to be here. I want to hear the message. I want them to receive salvation, but they're not here. You're here. You got the privilege. You got the opportunity na makinig at tanggapin. Here's what it is. It's two things. Believe, receive. That's what qualifies you for heaven. Believe, and receive the gift. If you are tinanggap mo si Jesus and you are in Christ, then you are very safe. You are secured, walang questions, you are guaranteed, not because Tim said so. Safe ka because the Bible said so. Jesus promised that you would be saved. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Kung sinong tumanggap sa kanya, naibigay sa kanya ng karapatan na maging anak ng Diyos. But if you have not yet received Christ personally as a choice, then every day is your risk. Every day, nakakatakot ka talaga. Jesus says, I am the way, truth, and life. No one, no way, no how makakaabot sa langit o sa Ama, kundi sa pamamagitan daw niya. So, two things is accept the gift. It's a gift. Ginawa kong gift na capital G because it's not just yung bagay, it's a person. Jesus is God's gift to you. Mismong siya, ibinibigay niya sarili niya. God so loved the world that He gifted you upang hindi ka mapapahamak sa impyerno, kundi makakaroon ng buhay na walang hanggang in His home. So accept the gift of forgiveness. Accept the gift of eternal life in heaven. And then, kung tinanggap mo yung gift, anong next? Share the gift with your loved ones. Bigyan naman sila ng fair warning. Bigyan mo naman sila ng heads up. Huwag madamot. Don't you want your loved ones to come with you to heaven? Grabe naman. This life is too short. Make sure your mother, your father, your siblings, your children, make sure they come with you to heaven. Walang iwanan. Don't let them be ignorant of the seriousness of eternity. If you love people, you invest in their future also. Hindi lang future mo. Para si Jesus, nung nakita niya ng mga crowds, iyak siya kasi they were like sheep without shepherd. At alam niya kung ano yung pupuntahan nila. It's important and it's urgent. Hindi pwedeng sabihin, well, we have lots of time. Maybe you have lots of time, maybe not. But it's very important. Life or death na usapan. And it's very urgent because time is running. You cannot stop the clock. Time is running. So the reality of heaven, the reality of hell should motivate us na mag-share, mag-alok ka rin ng magandang balita sa people that you care about because now is the time of salvation. Sa ating mga cell groups this week, I hope you will talk about this. I'm just giving you overview, but you guys take this message and study it more. If you have questions, talk about it. Share what your feelings are. Share what your ideas are. And then, ito yung magandang tanong. Anong practical na paraan o hakbang ang gagawin mo para ihanda ang iyong sarili at iyong mga mahal sa buhay para sa heaven na walang hanggan? And right now, I'm going to ask Reshen, one of our primary leaders, to come and lead us in a time of response. We need to respond. Hindi yung parang pasok sa isang tenga at lumabas sa kabila. We need to make a choice. Okay, Reshen.
Thank you, Pastor. Palapakan po natin si God. Ayan. So, a lot of people nowadays ay hindi na alam kung ano yung ginawa ni God, ni Jesus, para sa ating lahat. And a lot of people nowadays, hindi na nila alam kung bakit napako si Jesus sa cross. No? Ang tingin nila, ang tingin ng iba kay Jesus ay isang tao, isang lalaki na very helpless na nakapako sa cross at na inaccused sa mga kasalanan na hindi naman niya ginawa. At a lot of people naman, ang tingin nila kay Jesus is God kasi yun lang yung naririnig nila galing sa ibang tao. Ano? So, ito ay nakakalungkot at nakakabahala. Pero a part of knowing who Jesus really is kung ano ang ginawa niya para sa atin. At dapat malaman natin iyon. Sabi sa Ephesians 2:8-9, nabanggit kanina, for it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. So hindi lang po namatay si Jesus sa cross nang wala lang dahil trip niya. Hindi lang po siya namatay sa cross dahil inakusahan siya, dahil ayaw ng mga tao sa kanya during his time. Actually, alam po ni Jesus na siya ay mamamatay through crucifixion. Pero bakit po hindi po siya umiwas? Bakit hindi siya pumunta ng ibang lugar para matakasan? Kasi po, yun po ang reason bakit si Jesus ay bumaba. Ay para mamatay para sa atin lahat. Para tayo ay ma-reconcile kay God the Father. Amen po ba? So sabi sa verse, gift iyon. So ang gift po ay hindi binabayaran. Ito po ay grace. Kapag sinabing grace, something that we don't deserve or we never asked for, but was given to us pa rin. Okay? Kapag sinabing gift, wala ka nang dapat gawin, hindi mo na kailangang bayaran. Ilang beses na kasi tayong or nating sinubukan ang bayaran ang sarili nating kasalanan. Ang i-compensate ang sarili nating mga mantsa, no, through good works. Ilang beses nating sinubukan maging mabuting tao, no, para sa salvation, para mapunta tayo sa langit. Pero we end up doing bad things twice as much. At alam po yun ni God. Alam ni God na nahihirapan tayo na maging righteous sa pamamagitan ng sarili nating gawain. Kaya nag-send siya ng solution sa earth. At yun po ay walang iba kundi si Jesus. Kaya ngayon, actually, hindi po mahirap ang gagawin natin. Kasi ginawa na ni God, ginawa na ni Jesus ang mahirap na part. Ang gagawin lang natin ay tatanggapin natin siya bilang Lord and Savior. Kaya ang tanong ko po, willing po ba kayong tanggapin si Jesus bilang Lord and Savior? Alright. Sa mga willing, can I please invite you to stand up? Ayan. At ilagay po natin ang ating kamay sa ating dibdib and just echo this prayer after me. Say, Jesus, thank you po sa ginawa mo sa cross para sa akin. Tinatanggap po kita bilang aking Lord and Savior. Hindi ko po kayang iligtas ang aking sarili. Ngunit sa pamamagitan ng pagmamahal mo at sa sakripisyo mo, ako ngayon ay may pag-asa na ma-reconcile kay God the Father at mapunta sa heaven. Sa bagong kabanata ko po, tulungan niyo po ako na mamuhay ayon sa kagustuhan niyo. Amen and amen. Palakpakan po natin si God.